When you think of an artist, a musician, a painter, you may picture someone working feverishly away in their studio on their next song or portrait. Someone alone, someone in isolation, as they fine-tune their next creative endeavor. But this image belies the importance and often integral element of art making, which is collaboration, whether it's collaborating on the same project or simply the sharing of ideas and techniques. Creators need each other to succeed. The Brisbane Art and Design Festival, also referred to as BAD, highlights that power of collective creativity. BAD is on now until the 26th of May and showcases 150 Brisbane creatives. The 17-day festival features exhibitions, performances, talks, art tours, workshops and open studios. Nicolette Johnson is one of the artists taking part in BAD. Nicolette is a potter, a ceramic artist, and she joins me now in the studio. Nicolette, thank you so much for coming onto the art show.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, you're a potter. I'm looking at your hands and just looking for any kind of, you know, leftover.
Yes, I've cleaned them this morning.
You have done an amazing job. I can't see any clay on them whatsoever. Now, Nicolette, for you, collaboration, how important has it been for your own ceramics practice?
So I do work alone in my studio usually, but I learned from other potters. I would not have been able to develop the skills or techniques or little tricks that I use every day without the people that taught me. And I actually learned at a place just in West End called Clay School. Incredible studio that just is very open, encouraging to people who have never touched clay before. And that is how I started. I started a few years ago, never touched clay before.
Yes, no, I wanted to ask you about that because you're fairly recent to pottery, right? How long ago did you start?
It'll be probably 4 years in July, I think, this year.
Okay, so before that you were working as a photographer, freelance photographer, and you graduated already from the Queensland College of Art.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I was working as a freelance photographer after I graduated. I was enjoying it, but I was finding it challenging in a different way that I find pottery challenging. Ceramics for me is challenging in an exciting way, in a way that I look forward to solving problems that I'm having. Working as a professional photographer, I found challenging in a way that was almost depleting, sucked a little bit of energy out of me.
What sort of work were you doing as a photographer?
So I was doing a lot of commercial work. So I was photographing weddings, which anyone who's ever photographed a wedding understands just how difficult it is.
That must be so stressful.
It's a stressful job.
Oh.
Just not even just on the day either. Yeah. There's just weeks and weeks of preparation and then weeks afterwards of editing. And the work itself for me was not fulfilling.
Yeah.
And so I started learning ceramics as a hobby once a week, just to kind of get away from screens, get away from just purely working behind the camera.
Yeah. Was that actually, I mean, that must have been a big decision for you because you invested all this time and a lot of money graduating as a freelance photographer and as successful.
Absolutely. It was kind of scary. I felt like I was maybe abandoning what I was supposed to be doing. Mm. But the enjoyment I got from playing with clay and seeing something that I made with my hands, like sitting right in front of me, it was a feeling that I had never had before working with photography and doing that. So,
how much do you think that was the thing of actually using your hands, like your fingertips, your palms, the strength of your hands to make your art?
It is so important. And having just being able to manifest something that wasn't there before, it's an incredible feeling. And it's a little addictive, you know, moving on to the next piece and trying to make something out of nothing almost, or make something out of earth.
Yes.
It's a really wonderful feeling, and that is definitely kind of what I keep chasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you describe that first moment when you made your first piece of pottery?
It was so wonderful because it really is, because you open the kiln and it's like Christmas morning. It is. You're like opening.
No, that's great.
There's like just a box full of jewels waiting for you that wasn't there before.
Yeah.
Because when you glaze a piece of pottery and then you fire it, looks completely different before and after. There's just the chemistry that happens in the kiln with all of the, you know, minerals and things melting together at such high temperatures. It's a completely different thing from beginning to end. And the feeling of then holding what you've made, it's, yeah, pretty mind-blowing,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, I can see from the look on your face, you know, your eyes have got this incredible sparkle to them, and you've got a smile that looks like it will never end.
Yeah, I feel like that every time I'm in the studio and I've finished something new. And, yeah.
No, it's wonderful to see. Mm. Now, Nicolette, you talked about how the moment when you realised you were truly passionate about becoming a potter and it involved connecting two pieces of clay. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so that was quite early on. When I began learning at clay school in West End, and we had learned how to make bowls and cylinders, so kind of simple shapes that you start off with when you're learning. And I really wanted to learn how to attach a handle to a cup that I'd made. And it seems simple enough to me now, but at the time I had no idea how to do it. I didn't know that you needed to, how to shape the handle, that you needed to score the cup so that it had a place to stick onto, that you needed to use slip liquid clay as glue to connect the handle to the cup. And when the teacher that I had, Karina Moore, when she taught me to do that, it just like opened up a whole new plane for me, really. And I just started attaching anything I could to my pots, attaching handles, two handles, eight handles, 50 handles. And now it's, you know, hundreds of, you know, little nodules of protrusions that are going on.
Now, thank you for doing that segue for me, because I was going to ask you next about these extraordinary works that you do. So I looked you up on your website, and we'll have details about your website on our website. But your vases and your works have this incredible layer of extra things on them that you basically, it seems like you have the sort of basic shape of a vase, but then on top of that, it's like something from science fiction almost, hundreds and hundreds of little nodules.
Yeah, someone mentioned to me recently that they look like they are attracted magnetically to the pot, that they're kind of like, there's a almost like a black hole kind of sucking them onto the pot, which I love. Yes. I love that description.
Yes, it's a very botanic look.
Yes, that too.
It looks like a flower that's that it's stamen. It's got hundreds of stamens that have come out of the vase.
Yeah, and I am really interested in the symmetry that can occur in nature and the spirals, you know, the Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio, kind of like everything spiraling out and becoming larger and so that kind of imagery is something that I look at a lot when I'm making my work. And the process of putting hundreds of these little things on, and I hand sculpt them all one by one and attach them all, so it can take days, but it is the most enjoyable part of my process at the moment.
Let's talk about your exhibition that you have for the Brisbane Art and Design Festival. So you have five works?
So there's five new works that I've made specifically for BAD. And then there's three works that I made last year that are in the exhibition as well, that the Museum of Brisbane purchased last year from me. They were works from a solo exhibition that I had, my first solo exhibition, which was in Brisbane as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe them?
Yes. So,
the five new ones.
Yeah. So the five new pieces, they are a little bit different to the three older works that I made last year. They are five vessels I've coiled them on the wheel. They're quite simple shapes and forms. And then they have hundreds of kind of spherical protrusions kind of coming around them. So they're kind of covered in these spherical nodules almost. And the lips of the vases, they kind of come in on themselves, kind of like a black hole almost, kind of collapsing in on themselves. So looking at it from above is kind of my favorite view of them.
Did you play with clay when you were a child?
Play-Doh? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I did.
Now, just because I was remembering about this time last year, actually, on the art show, we had a children's special and I was interviewing an expert in teaching people how to teach people, little kids, art.
Oh, right.
She was saying that what you can do with children is simply put out a lump of clay in front of them. Mm-hmm. And she called it a provocation, which I just loved.
Oh, yes.
Yes, just this idea that, here, what will you do with this?
And there's no right answer. There's no outcome, set outcome.
Yes.
It's just play.
Yes, and this incredibly exciting moment when a child will engage and touch it and maybe try and pull a bit off and just start to literally play with it. Do you have that same feeling when you're starting on a new work?
Absolutely. It's a really exciting point in the making process. So usually I'll do sketches and start with sketches, which is funny because, you know, you're starting with a two-dimensional plan almost, and building a three-dimensional object from your two-dimensional plan, or even, you know, an idea that you have in your head, is a really exciting moment. And when, you know, I'm spending hours and hours just rolling out clay balls.
Yes.
It's a motion that you probably learn quite early on, you know, rolling out a ball of clay or mud, or, and I'll just do that for hours.
Now, the collection that you're making for the Brisbane Art and Design Festival, BAD, it's called Flora Fatale.
Flora Fatale, yeah.
Flora Fatale. So what's the thinking
so
behind that?
So I've loved the idea of these kind of dangerous plants. You know those kind of gardens of death where it's a garden that has all of the plants are poisonous.
Oh, yes, great.
Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine it. I've never been, fortunately, I feel, in a garden of death. But
yeah.
Have you ever been in one?
I've never been. My brother has, though.
Okay, whereabouts?
Somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, there must be more than one. But the one I know of is just this garden that every plant in there is poisonous or toxic. And it's just kind of this eerie, strange destination. But I loved the idea of this kind of dangerous, dark flower. Yeah.
Do you still take any photographs?
I do. I take a lot of photographs of my pots.
Okay, great. That's an advantage. You don't have to hire a photographer.
Very true.
Yeah. That's great. Nicolette, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Ed. It's been really lovely.
Yeah,
thank
just
you.
A delight to speak with you. Thank you
so much.
Nicolette Johnson, a ceramic artist based here in Brisbane. And Nicolette's latest work is on display at the Museum of Brisbane as part of the Brisbane Art and Design Festival. The festival itself runs until the 26th of May, but Nicolette's work will be displayed through to the 11th of August. That's part of a longer exhibition, which is called BAD at MOB. And you can head to our website, come on down, for more on the festival and to see some images of Nicolette's exquisitely sculpted ceramics. And seriously, I have never actually gasped at ceramics, and I gasped at Nicolette's work. It's extraordinary.